Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
NordVPN.com/Fightful makes my browsing experience better. Way better than yours if you don't use it. Why? Because I can block online trackers. I can block annoying pop-up ads and malware. I can browse safely, securely, wherever I am, even if I'm right here on all my devices. This laptop, actually this is a desktop. What am I saying? But this laptop right here, this phone right here, that router over there, the TV over there, all with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can also save on pay-per-views. Maybe you want to check out AEW without commercials. Maybe you miss the old WWE Network. Maybe you want to buy a big UFC pay-per-view with an overseas service at a much more affordable rate. NordVPN.com/Fightful not only has you covered, but when you get one of their plans, you're effectively going to save yourself money. And I'm going to save you some more. 4 months free on top of that deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with the name you know. You're going to see him at New Japan Resurgence Long Beach on May 21st. In addition to this fella, they got AEW stars John Moxley, Christopher Daniels, you got Mercedes Moné, Zack Sabre, Okada, Kenta. You got Shota and Moxley teaming again. But hey, most importantly, you got Will Ospreay in the United States contender tourney. Will Ospreay, how you doing, man?
I'm feeling good, mate. I'm feeling real good. The injury's healed up. I think I'm ready to get back to work.
That's awesome. I mean, like how have you been feeling physically? How have things been progressing with you on a physical stance?
I feel a lot better. Like there's not a hole in my chest anymore, so I'm quite happy about that. But like now, like I feel like I'm slowly regaining like some of the strength back in my arm. So like I did a match at like 1PW on the 22nd, and I almost like I kind of wanted that to be like almost like a dummy test to make sure like I can do it, and I was fine. Still some like niggles and pain from it, but then afterwards I was able to have a couple more weeks rest and rehab, and I feel a lot better. I'm looking forward to Sunday.
The interesting thing about you working like outside of New Japan and Indies, like, you'll see some people, they'll get like a 5 to 7 minute match or a comedy match even or anything. When you go to these places, you're having 15 to 25 minute bangers, and 25 minutes might even be generous. Sometimes they go longer than that. So you get into a position like that, like, you know, it's not going to be something that you can just breeze through because you just don't do that.
And it speaks volumes to the talent that's on the independent scene, because like I'm mainly put in like main event caliber matches. So obviously there's a requirement to do those main event quality matches, but like it is generally like, because like talent is so good now and it is so spread out, that I find myself in like so many hard positions in main events. But like I do generally enjoy like doing the main event style matches. I think it is like it's more fun for me. I think it's entertaining. I think it just like if I don't do it, if I did like a 12 minute match, and like by the time I'd go back to New Japan to do a 30 minute classic, then I'm going to be dying.
So who have you encountered on the independent circuit that you look at and you're like, well, they could be in my position in a few years, even though they might not be signed at this point, because you face a really great array of talent there. It seems like sometimes that you're able to bring things out of them that maybe we haven't seen before.
That's a very nice compliment. I really do appreciate that. It's I like Mike Woku. I like wrestling him. Ricky Knight Jr. was a superb match at York Hall that I had. Robbie X. Like, the majority of my stuff, I am in the UK. This is my home base. So I like staying here. I will stay here for the rest of my life. So, like, get used to me. Trying to think of other, like, Indian lads that I've wrestled and encountered. But they're the ones. Oh, Luke Jacobs as well. I had a real good one with Luke Jacobs. He's a phenomenal lad. So I'd love everyone to look him up. But, I'm pretty much just doing it out here, and they're all super challenging, and I would love to see them get more opportunity.
I've always respected the fact that you've been upfront, like, about your contract status, about, like, where it is you want to stay. You had told me last time, you're like, man, I kind of get anxiety thinking about living in the States. I like living where I live. I'm pretty sure me and New Japan are going to work out a deal next year. Like, you've been very upfront about that. That approach is different than a lot in wrestling. Some people in wrestling want to keep things secret. They want to maximize leverage, whether or not it happens. What leads you to that line of thinking? Is it just trial and error and figuring things out?
A lot of it just comes with confidence, I think, as well. Just because, like, I find myself in, like, a really lovely position with New Japan, where, like, I'm very happy doing what I'm doing. Obviously, I'm a fool not to hear people out. But, like, I am extremely confident that, like, obviously, if, like, there was something that we couldn't work out, I don't know. But it does come with the fact that, like, I feel like I do get everyone's best performance out of them. I'm very confident in my abilities. I do lack in certain things. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of my promos, and I know I need to work on that. I can't do a promo without swearing. So, like, that's going to be a real hard thing with an American audience. But I'm always willing to challenge myself. And, like, I like putting it out there, because I feel like it gets people on their feet and their toes getting ready. And, like, and the same to my company as well. I want them to be ready for it. Like, what might be my termination with my contract, who knows? But, like, I love to imagine that we are going to work something out, but, like, I'll be a fool not to hear everybody out.
So on a week like this, where you've got a match in the States, how early do you generally head over there? Like, how is that? Because, I mean, you are home in the UK.
I'm heading out Friday. There's a press conference. So it's like head out Friday, land Friday. Saturday there's a meet and greet and a press conference. Sunday's the match. I'm having Monday out there with the missus, so we can go Venice Beach and perv on her a little bit. Yeah, go perv on her a little bit, and then come back Tuesday. But then I'll wrestle Wednesday. I'll come home Wednesday, and then I get Thursday, Friday off, and then Saturday, Sunday, Monday I go back to Progress. So, like, you know, I just like working in England. I like living here. I don't really want to stretch out. I lived in Japan for 2 years. And, like, I did say after that, like, that was a real culture shock. I definitely could live in America, but, like, every time I go there, man, it's a real anxiety going there. It's a proper, like, it's just because it's so big. I get proper nervous going there.
So you're about to see a bunch of wrestling fans that are hitting the UK for the first time. I'm heading over there twice this year. What would you recommend that wrestling fans who are going over there, even for WWE and AEW, what would you recommend that they take in? Like, maybe that, you know, that they wouldn't normally read about, or they wouldn't normally hear about the usual tourist spots.
Oh, mate, don't ask me. I'm staying in Essex. Mate, go Southend. Go Southend, bro. There's a lovely, like, there's a little adventure island over there, lovely pier. You know what I mean? Like, I stay away from London. I say it all the time. I fucking hate London. I can't be bothered with it.
Can I go there twice this year now?
Yeah, bro. Fuck it off. Go Essex. So much better.
I know you've seen all the rumors. The rumors that Will Ospreay is planned for the All In show at Wembley. Like, it's been all over the internet. Like,
I would love to know who said this, because I didn't even fucking know. So this is all fucking news to me. Like,
what do
you know what I mean? I have no.
What do you make of the success they've had with these ticket sales? It looks like over 65,000 already.
Mate, it's fucking insane, isn't it?
It is crazy.
But, like, I feel like our country itself, like, so we're, like, the hotbed for Europe, personally, because we get, like, so many flights from, like, even, like, really shitty airlines, like Stansted, fucking Ryanair flights. We can go to every bit of Europe, and you can go, like, come to England for, like, 30 quid. Do you know what I mean? So, like, for Europeans, it's an easy place to get to. But, like, I think England's been starving for, like, a real good, like, pay-per-view quality. Like, in reality, we should have got a WrestleMania. Like, sure. Do you know what I mean? Like, we should have. But, like, I mean, it's nice that they're going to give us some money in the bank. I think that's cute. Like, but, like, It's just mad that AEW just gone, fuck it, we're going to do Stadium. And like, I was like, that's a big fucking ass game. But my God, like, if the rumors are true, it's like 66,000 have been sold. Like, that's insane. Like, but I'm not surprised either, because we've been starving for like good quality, like wrestling spectacular over here. And like, I mean, if the rumors are true, and like I am apparently a part of it, like I honestly don't know. But if they are true, like I can't tell you how grateful I am. Like I really do mean it. Like that's like you can do Wembley Arena. I wrestled in Wembley Arena in Impact Day, and fucking Mark Andrews got knocked out, so I had to look after his ass and shit. Like, but it's like it's a fucking stadium. Do you know what I mean? It's fucking crazy.
And I mean, that's one of those things where people are like, oh, well, they run other live events there and stuff. And originally I said, well, I think they need to let the people there know that that's where you go to watch AEW this go around. But they might sell it out before they announce a match even. And they might be able to announce like additional dates and all that. It's a very unique situation. And I know WWE does view Money in the Bank as one of their bigger shows. It's one of the shows they consider like I think they call them the Big Five now instead of the Big Four. But it says a lot about the region, the area, and the fan base in general that they're like, hell yeah, let's take it there. I mean, is this something that you expect to happen once WWE and AEW get a taste of this? Do you think they're going to be like, well, we got to do this like every year or more often?
I mean, I hope so, because like, once again, like there clearly is the fan base here. I mean, like they even done it with the NXT UK. Now, I don't know.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If there's like a difference, like obviously I think fans kind of want to see John Cena and Randy Orton and all those guys, but like there's enough of a fan base and a market here to obviously make an off-brand. So do you know what I mean? So like the moment that they're actually bringing out, and I think that's the good bit about it, is like both companies are going like balls to the wall, way they're like giving us Money in the Bank, and I love Money in the Bank. It was fucking CM Punk and Cena was one of my favorite fucking matches ever. And so like that's so sick that they're doing that, and then the fact that like AEW are literally doing like, I love the concept of All In. Like I got a message from Cody ages ago, and he said like, "Why didn't you do All In?" I went, "Because you didn't fucking ask me." He went, "I thought I did." So I was like, "No, you cunt, you didn't ask me." So like, I'm so sorry, but like it really just it says. Everything like All In is about like the fucking gambling, eh? It is about just going for it. And 31 years ago, we had British Bulldog and Bret Hart in Wembley Stadium, and no one would ever think we'd bring wrestling back there. Tony Khan's a fucking madman, mate, going for it.
Yeah, it is. I think it is cool. It keeps the spirit of All In because they were trying to sell 10,000 seats outside of WWE 4 years ago. Now they're like, let's do 75. Let's do 75,000.
Mate, that's a gamble. That's beautiful. That's so sick.
It is. You got Tanahashi this Sunday. I mean, that's always like Tanahashi, one of the greatest wrestlers in history and still going at it. Like, how do you get yourself in that mindset? Because Tanahashi now is different, but he's adapted his style with every year. Every year he changes just like a little bit and he keeps going at this very, very high level. Like, what even goes through your mind when they're like, it's Tanahashi this Sunday? Does it hit you that way, or is it just business as usual?
I mean, once again, business as usual. And, like, there's nothing but respect for the guy. I mean, this house that I live in right now is, like, mainly because of the work that he done when New Japan were about to file for bankruptcy. Like, the company put all of their weight on his shoulders, and he swam with it, fucking climbed a mountain with it, and he'd done incredible things. So like I do have the utmost respect for him. And I remember when I faced him last, I've only wrestled him once, and it was in the G1. I was able to score the win. And I remember going head to head with him. I've always loved his saying of like attack for the next generation. And I remember saying, I think the words were, you can lay down your sword, I'll take the load now. And I think he took a little bit of like, hey, you're thinking that I'm retiring or like slowing down. I'm not. Like, so. And I can imagine in his eyes, maybe I've dropped the ball like at times when I needed to carry the company, and like maybe he's got like some type of heat towards me. I don't know. Like I don't talk to him ever, but like I'm just letting him know that the respect is there. But this is business, and like this is bigger than Tanahashi. This is about regaining pride.
I love this matchup because, as you mentioned, you all face each other once in a one-on-one match. Of course, there have been tags and things like that, but once in a one-on-one match, and you all were in different points of your career at that point as well. Like he was still on top in those main events of Wrestle Kingdom. Now you're in the featured matches of Wrestle Kingdom. Last time I spoke to you was right before that, which was one of the greatest matches I've ever seen in my entire life. How different do you think things will be this time at Resurgence compared to when you did face him in the G1?
It's because in the G1, like I already knew I was out, so I just wanted to beat him back then. I just wanted to show that I'm still on his level, and like surpassing him was amazing. But this time it is a lot bigger. I can imagine it's big for him, but this is a lot bigger for me because, I mean, you're talking about that Kenny match, and like, if we're going to be honest, I got my ass handed to me, man. Like, it's embarrassing. It's just like I'm meant to be the guy representing the company. I mean, I'm not going to say what legend it was, but as I was walking past down the hallway, like he grabbed my arm and said like, hey, show him what New Japan's all about. Like, make him remember like what New Japan's all about. That's what he said. Sorry, misquoted. But like, it kind of made it put like a fire under my belly, and I was just like, yeah, motherfucker, let's go. And then like to get 20 minutes in, and then like I started, like my body wasn't working. I mean, there was moments where I was coming back, but it wasn't there. Like I knew like halfway in that match I had this loss. I just didn't want to go down. I kept fighting. So this for me is more about regaining my pride, man. Like I felt awful after Wrestle Kingdom. Like I felt like I let down everybody, my boys in the United Empire, all the New Japan fans that allowed this guy who just abandoned ship just to come back and just steal my property, you know? So like, as much as I respect, and like, I can't tell you how much, man, I respect Tanahashi, but like, he's got to be put to the side after fucking Resurgence. And then And then after that, you got Lance Archer, who's the biggest cunt I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, fucking. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, the obstacles are there, and it's not going to be an easy day at the office by either standards. But, like, it's got to be done. It's, like, for my sake, for, like, New Japan's sake, it's just got to be done.
To put things in perspective, in 2019, last time you all faced Wrestle Kingdom that year, you opened up the main show. He faced Kenny Omega. This year, he opened up the show. You faced Kenny Omega. Wild how things have changed in that amount of time. And even your style has adapted. Like, I saw Cash Wheeler putting that over recently. He really had some praise for how you've adapted and changed your work. And I know that you've spoken recently about Chris Jericho sort of lending you some advice there. How do you balance that sort of getting advice versus going with your gut, your heart, and your body? Because you always got to listen to your body, especially as you progress through your career.
I mean, like, Jericho gave me that advice back in 2018 when, like, I landed on my head against Kushida. And he was like, you keep doing that, you're gonna have, like, an early career. And, like, I did take that advice on board. Like, I really did change up. And even, like, if you look at 2019 Will compared to, like, 2020 Will, which makes me sad in a weird way because of those 2020, 2021, even 2022, right? Because all of that's in a pandemic situation, like, nobody wanted to watch pandemic wrestling. And I've done my best work in that space. So if you actually watch my matches and watch my ability, I changed up everything. Do you know what I mean? But like it finally hit me when the injury was I got a torn pec, a grade 2, so no surgery, thankfully, and my rotator cuff tore. So thankfully no surgery, but it just sent me down, eh? Because it was a moment of just going like, man, like I'm feeling my knees for the first time ever. Like, I always remember, like, when Okada was telling me in Chaos, he said, you know, like, all the old boys used to tell me, like, oh, when you're 30, you're going to feel it. And I used to didn't believe him. Now I'm 30, I can feel it. And now, like, I'm starting to get there. I'm like, oh, my God, I finally hit 30. And I'm just like, I can feel my knees. So it is time to change the style. And it is mentally taxing because, like, there are things I want to do again. Like, I was a little while ago before the injury, I was trying the reverse 450 splash that I used to do, and I just can't do it. I'm too fat now, eh? So, like,
I was going to ask you if there are things physically that you want to do and you can't, which, I mean, every wrestler has those things. Triple H has said he can't physically go in between the second and top rope into the ring post. He said it's a spot that he couldn't do or wouldn't do for whatever reason. Which one of those do you have besides that reverse 450?
There's been a few, man. Like, even like, I'm scared of doing the shooting star press again. Like, I nearly fucked up a little while ago. Like, once again, before I'd done it on like a random indie show, and like as I started going, I got stuck. But thankfully, I know which way's up and down, so I was able to push through it. But like, even my physio even said like it's not fully healed. So, like, there is a chance that if you're lifting someone over your head, this thing could fucking rip off again. So, like, it is making me question whether I should be doing the Stormbreaker anymore. Mm-hmm. Because, and that's one of my, like, but it's the biggest move that I fucking have. I hit that, it's game over. But, like, I am generally, like, I'm fucking scared, bro. Like, it is, like, one of those things where, like, I don't want to be out for, like, 9 months. I don't want to be out for a year. So, like, I've got to think, like, what's worth it now? And, like, if it means that I've got to say goodbye to Stormbreaker, then like I just got to perfect the Hidden Blade more, and just hopefully that will do the job.
I mean, that's got to be something. Like, again, you said it's scary to balance and to think about, like, oh, this move that I've relied on or that you've innovated, that you've created and implemented into so many of your big moments. Now you can't do it. So, I mean, you have to alter more. When you think about that, like, do you have something in mind when you're thinking up finishes to matches, like backups, like in case something like that unfortunately happens?
I mean, one of my main things is like, obviously, if something bad does happen, like I've got about 8 wins under my belt with referee stoppages.
Okay.
So like, if worst comes to worst, I just drive elbows into your fucking skull until I can't go anymore. But like, I think this is the main reason why I'm worried is because it is my right pec.
Yeah.
Where like that I'm right hand dominant. So like I've been using a Hidden Blade on the 1PW shows that I've done and in training. and it seems to be fine. So that seems to be working. But like, it is just that it's just one of those things where like, I don't want to like outstretch too much just in case this thing rips off.
Yeah. So the last time I spoke to you was just before Wrestle Kingdom. And it's interesting because you told me that you want to be better at promos. I love that press conference. I thought it felt so emotional and real, and it felt like so legitimate, like a press conference should, you know. I watched that and I was like, these two guys, despite the professional courtesy they have, want to tear each other apart. And that's what we saw in the match. How did you feel doing that press conference? As someone who says that he wants to work on his promos, I thought that came across incredibly incredibly great.
So there's like two sides of me when it comes to that promo. Is like, one side is the people that are telling me like, I can't do a promo without swearing. And to those people, I say, you just must watch Disney Channel every fucking day of your life. Right? Like, you must, like, just because somebody swears in a promo, I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, have you ever seen like Quentin Tarantino films? Like,
of course,
they're swearing all the time, but they're magical movies. Like, do you know what I mean? So like, but I do understand to reach that next level of audience, you do have to mind your P's and Q's. And I say cunt religiously. Like, it's my favorite word, eh? Like, because it can mean a term of endearment, or I could just fucking call you a cunt, eh? So it's just those two. But like, that promo is kind of special to me because, like, once again, like, although I never did as near as the many isolations or quarantines as some of the other boys, like, it fucked with everyone's head. And I had to see, like, Kenny. And, like, there are other AEW guys. I can't remember who, like, I would happily go through it, but there are other ones of them being, like, funny that you guys have to mention us in, like, promos and stuff like that. I can't remember what the thing was. But it was like, motherfucker, we are working way harder than any of those motherfuckers. Like, you guys, even when you guys had the quarantine guys, you still had, like, your guys around the ringside, like, banging shit and, like, making noise for you. And then you guys got to have fans back straight away. They were there. They couldn't make any fucking noise. Do you know how fucking hard that is? Do you know how taxing it is? You don't, like, all those guys, maximum drive they did. I bet max it was, like, 6-hour drive to some of those cunts. And, like, you didn't have to be locked in a fucking room, like, no bigger than this room for fucking 2 weeks with a window that opens, like, this fucking big. So, like, anyone, and I honestly say it, like, anyone that dares belittle anything that we did during those pandemics, you're a cunt. You have no idea the fucking stress. Like, there were points in the night as well where, like, you're calling your missus. And you go, when you're coming home, you're like, I don't actually know. Because the measures keep changing in Japan. So, like, all those guys, they all get to go to their missus or their partner or whatever. And they all get to cuddle up. We didn't get to do that. Fucking mumps, bruv. So, like, they just need to mind their P's and Q's. And when they know who the actual fucking wrestlers are, come knock on my door, I'll show you who the fuck I am.
Well, what followed was one of the greatest matches, again, I've ever seen in my life. That match with Kenny Omega was special. And Omega ended up winning that. What kind of, how did you feel following that? Because, like, to me, I'm like, man, that had to be an incredible sense of accomplishment, because you get compared to Kenny Omega an awful lot and vice versa because of roles in the company. And you guys went out there and not only delivered what people expected, but you exceeded it. And when it's Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay, the bar is like through the roof to exceed that. So, I mean, what went through your head as that match is going on? Did you know it was special, and how did you feel afterward?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I mean, like, there's points where everyone, like, I don't even remember Dave messaging me being like, that was special. Like, you have no idea. And, like, once again, Dave's opinion is Dave's opinion. And I was just kind of, oh, that was real nice. But it's only, like, the next day where you kind of, like, digest everything. And it was just, like, and everyone was just going nuts about it. Like, I didn't see that many, like, there was no negative. Like, do you know what I mean? It was phenomenal. And, like, I say it to the day I'm dying. Like, Kenny's one of the best wrestlers in the world. Still a cunt, but, like, he's literally, like, the way his mind works, the way, like, he has a complete different outlook on the matches. And I think that's where I need to try and put my mind into into his, just because it is, it clearly works and what he's doing. Like, I know we get compared quite a lot, but we're just two completely different guys. Do you know what I mean? But I'm proud of the match. I am. Trust me, I really am. And like, I'm glad people enjoyed it. But like, it just fucks me off that, like, if you honestly watch it and really, really fucking watch it, it was like 80% Kenny, 20 me. I got my arm handed to me, do you know what I mean? And like, I think that's, it just bothers me, eh? It just bothers me. And it's just one of those things where there's like, the whole thing, that press conference, I pour my heart out and because everyone was going, Kenny's back, the chosen one's back, the prodigal son returns. And I'm sitting there just being like, motherfucker, like, you just sat in your house for 3 hours. Like, you just did 3 hour drives and like did easy like television matches where they're like nowhere near the caliber that we were fucking doing. Like, and even your AEW championship run was fucking incredible, but like nothing compared to what all the New Japan boys were doing. We were pushing ourselves beyond all belief, man. And just, it was just that moment where it was a phenomenal match. Great. But like, I need to regain my pride on this, man. Like, it can't be 80-20. It needs to be 80-20 the other way around.
So, I mean, that match happened, and again, it's a match of the year for me thus far. I think on... Yeah. And you're known for having... People expect great matches every time. Everybody's got a worst match, though. What do you think was the worst match you ever had? Whether it was early in your career or recent?
Man, I don't really know. Like, I mean, I can't say worst match, but worst time doing it. And I really don't like speaking ill of the dead, but like that Vader match I fucking hated, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, just, and like, I've done interviews about it before, but like, it was just a horrible experience with a horrible dude, and just like, and like, I wish nothing ill on him, and I hope his family are well, and like everything above, but just wasn't kind to work with. That's all. That's it. But like, that's my worst match. But Chris Hero loved it, apparently.
Really?
But he said it was one of his favorite matches that he ever watched. So I don't know if that's a condescending little prick thing, but like, I mean, it does sound like him, doesn't it? But like, fucking.
I think that does highlight the subjectivity of wrestling, though. Like, somebody can look at something and think it's one of the best of all time, and somebody else can look at something and be like, oh, I would never watch that again. And then they can think the exact opposite about a complete different match. And I'm sure you get plenty of that. I mean, how have you learned to sort of accept that and just how people feel different things?
Just because I've got responsibility elsewhere now. Like, yeah. I feel like... My whole thing is now, especially now, just like my whole thing is my company loves what I'm doing. The boys love what I'm doing. Merchandise sales over in Japan are good. Like, I don't go outside of my separate bubble. Like, I love watching the AEW and WWE. Like I've said, the product in WWE has improved dramatically. But like, I just focus on what I'm doing in Japan and like what I'm doing on the indies. And like, I just don't stretch out. Like, I always hate these people that just go, well, fucking, this guy's so much better than you. I'm like, cool. Well, when he comes here, let me know. Like, fucking, like, do you know what I mean? It's just, I just don't really care that much anymore. Like, I used to care so much about what people thought of me, but now I'm just at that point where I'm just like, I just couldn't care anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't make you like me, eh? Like, if you like me, thank you. And like, I'll be real nice to you. We can go get a drink or whatever. But you're a cunt, and like, I can be a cunt bigger than you, bro. So let's see what happens.
We've seen some friends of yours, Aussie Open, really getting their flowers in the last year and a half.
Like,
oh my God, they are incredible. I've heard they've got interest from around the world as well. Like, they are just unbelievably good. What has that been like for you to see these guys that you recognize their talent a long time ago get that worldwide acceptance and adulation that they deserve?
I mean, like, it just stems from in 2021, when the pandemic was kind of easing off over in England, we were able to run shows again. Australia wasn't really running that many shows, and there was more of a chance of them getting a Japanese visa over in England than in Australia. So I housed Davis and Carl in my home for that entire duration until they was able to get those visas. It was because I have a genuine love for those guys. Like, they're two of my best friends. I trust them with like the world. And it's, I mean, Davis left the barbecue chicken wing behind my sofa, so I need to give him like a little slap for that. Like, little prick. But, like, I can't tell you enough, right? They're two of the sweetest guys that I've ever met. Like, they honestly inspire me to be a better dude as well. Just like, and hanging around them was real great for my psyche. And like, we all worked out together. We ate together. We partied together. Like, it was just, I can't tell you enough how much like I love those guys. And now to see him, like, man, I cried when they won those IWGP heavyweight tag championship. Man, I was on the fucking living room crying, man, because I knew how much that meant to him. I can't tell you enough. I wish I was there. That was one, like, I was even tempted to buy a plane ticket to go, because I was like, I just really wanted to see that. But like, I just know one of these days they're going to be in the Tokyo Dome doing it again. So like, I'll wait.
We've also seen the budding friendship with everybody in Great O'Conn. Everybody loves Great O'Conn now. Like, he's magical. Do you have any personal favorite Great O'Conn memories? Like, he pops over in Vegas and is riding the giant mechanical penis and all that stuff. Like, he's doing all kinds of wild stuff.
He just makes me laugh because he's like, his social media is so funny, eh? It's like all the things that you just shouldn't say. You just said it, but like, because it's coming from him, it's really funny. Like, it was with I bought him a Versace dressing gown when I came back to do the Tokyo Dome match against Okada. I bought all the boys it because I just wanted to say thank you for like doing the part of the work that I should have been doing. So I got him all Versace dressing gowns, and he uploaded a photo with him and like a couple girls in the gown, and then it translated a tweet and it's like, I have sex with many ladies. you're not meant to write this. Man, we've got like smashed together. I've got videos on my phone where he's just like hanging off of walls and he's like fucking barely standing. Like, guys, he's such a sweet dude, eh? Like, I fucking love him. And like, he's just like, he doesn't care about professional wrestling and the way, like, he loves professional wrestling, but like, his outlook is just like, I want to make money. I want to like have sex with loads of girls and enjoy myself. And I was just like, well, as long as it's all consensual, I'm all good with you, mate.
There you go. As we wrap up, a reminder, New Japan Resurgence on May 21st. What kind of TV shows does Will Ospreay watch in his free time?
Oh, like, what have I been watching? I just watched that Ed Sheeran documentary. That was real lovely.
Oh, really?
Honestly, that was beautiful, eh? That was a real... we used to hear about Ed Sheeran when we were like kids. You could rent him out for a wedding for 50 quid.
Really?
So seeing him blow up now is fucking crazy. But like, just watch that. Oh man!
If you could book him for a wrestling match, you could have a Bad Bunny moment.
I'm quite positive he's not going to be 50 quid anymore.
Yeah,
mate. But I'd love to go Nando's with him, mate. I'll put that out there. Let's see if me and Ed can get together. TV shows. Just anything on Netflix these days. I'm just watching some stuff. Oh, man, I hate being on the spot like that, but like, I just went and watched the Super Mario Brother movie. That
oh, it's fun! It was so fun.
I think they nailed it. Hey,
I do too.
Like, I was real worried when like Chris Pratt was playing Mario. I was like, is he going to keep the accent the whole way? But then when they done the TV advert at the beginning, I was like, what a cover!
Yeah,
well done. Like, I was like, knock that park.
It was a great explanation, and now I want a Donkey Kong spinoff so bad. Like, I want that Seth Rogen,
mate,
Donkey Kong.
They cast it so well. Like, to the T, they've done it perfectly.
And Jack Black as Bowser, that musical scene, was perfect. I thought it was really, really great. Brilliant. Oh, man. New Japan Resurgence. Make sure you guys check it out. May 21st, it's in Long Beach. Mercedes Moné, Hiroshi Tanahashi, John Moxley, Will Ospreay, just a ton of people there. Will, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I want to thank you so much.
Thank you, mate. I can't wait to see all these quotes in like the bad dirt sheets and everyone gets in trouble. Like, here we go. Come at me, you fucking cunts.
I just want to say, the Kenny Omega Will Ospreay feud kicked off on an interview that I did with Kenny. And Kenny starts going in on you. And I said, Kenny, you know this is going to be the headline. You know it is. I'm telling you right now it's going to be the headline. And he goes, okay, let me dig myself out of this hole. And then he, like, buried you even more. So he knew what was going on. He knew that he was going to be in the sheets. I at least you're aware of it. I'll say this.
Well, no, but every time they ask me to do interviews, I just go, do I have to do them? Because I know I'm going to get in trouble.
I asked for you specifically, though. That's the thing. So.
No, but I always get in trouble. So this is the thing. And it's normally you as well. That's the worst
thing. I'm
sorry. It's always you.
Listen.
It's always you.
I thrive off the dirt. Guys, until next time, we're out.
God bless.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.